Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Dirty Talk. We're going to start off with some check-ins and then get into our topic for the day. My name is Sophia. I use she, her pronouns. I have been okay lately. I've been really into stamp making. That's been a really nice creative outlet. I just got some very excited faces on the FaceTime.
That's so sick.
But yeah, I've been very into stamp making. It is such a good creative outlet because I don't love drawing because I don't enjoy the process, but stamp making is so fun because you can use like art from online. Anyways, we can get into that later. But yeah, I've just been working, doing little weekend getaways. I rented an Airstream with a friend on Halloween weekend, which was such a good time. And I'm going to a tiny house in Bellingham next weekend. So very exciting things coming up for me. But that's my check-in. Take it away, Viv.
That sounds like so much fun. Let's see. Today, I found out that one of my friends has mono, like most definitely, because they just got tested. So that's cool. I probably have mono, which like isn't the most surprising thing in the world. Also, the place I'm in is like pretty echoey, so I don't know if you'll be able to hear that, but like, sorry guys. Anyways, might have mono, which is super fun and cool. Let's see. I had a really fun Halloween weekend. I went to two like house shows, and I was the Joker the first night, and the second night I was an angel number, so I dressed up as an angel, and then one of my friends wrote like 444 on my chest. It was great, except for everyone stared at my boobs all night, which was, you know, a small price to pay, but it's okay. Let's see, one of my friends has mono. Other than that, I'm doing okay. I think I'm gonna get some soup for dinner, so I'm really excited. I'm gonna get like tofu soup. And I'm super jazzed. What else? I am dating someone. Which I waited to like drop on the podcast for the
that was a good, that was
candid
good
reaction.
Respect it.
Yeah, but I'm a lesbian with a boyfriend, which is cool and fun. I love doing that. But yeah, no, I'm dating someone. They use they, them pronouns. And it's been sick. My life is pretty good right now. My grades? Less good. But, you know, I feel like there's like a linear relationship there. So it's cool. Or not linear, inverse. Anyways, take it away, Arna.
Hi, everyone. My name's Arna once again. She, her pronouns. Currently, like, in this current moment, not thriving. Because, again, I'm on that gap semester. So now I'm just feeling, like, a little bit isolated and stuff. But not terrible either. Because I'm, like, definitely looking forward to stuff. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving break and winter break. I think this weekend I'm actually going to go down to University of Oregon, where Vivian is, and visit friends. Not sure yet completely, but maybe. So there's definitely stuff that's coming that's exciting. Tomorrow I'm going to watch Hasan Minhaj, who's like this South Asian comedian, live. And I like really love him. He has some really great political commentary. So excited to see him live. Mm-hmm. And then Halloween weekend was fun. I think Halloween weekend was like my last like really good time. And after that, I kind of like went into not thriving mode. But it was good. I went to New York for Halloween weekend, hung out with some NYU friends. So it was nice to be there and socialize. I was supposed to be like the red fairy from Tinkerbell the first night, but my Amazon fairy wings did not come in time. F you, Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
So I turned into a devil because I was like a red fairy. So I just went devil. And then second day I was Medusa. And then third I was Charlie's angel. So that was a fun time. And yeah, you know, not terrible. Mediocre, but not terrible.
Yeah, y'all should peep Arna's Instagram because her costume looked sick as fuck. Stop. I'm like looking up your handle right now. It's AA.RNAA. You should all go follow. She looks so pretty. She also just dyed her hair and it looks sick. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm promoting you.
So, I did. I completely second that. Sorry, I was just quiet for a second. But anyways, today we're going to be talking about STIs.
Yes.
So, quick little disclaimer, all of the information or statistics that I mention are sourced from either the CDC, Planned Parenthood, or the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion.
Slut.
Another thing is that since so many STIs go undiagnosed, statistics around STIs don't even really begin to demonstrate the severity of the spread. And also the CDC doesn't include HPV or genital herpes in their data. Not sure why.
Okay.
But yeah, so we're going to be talking about STIs today. We thought this would be a good episode just because almost half of new STI cases every year occur among young people aged 15 to 24. The most common symptom is no symptoms. And I feel like a lot of people our age are concerned with the risk of unplanned pregnancy, but also leave out the importance of barrier methods and STI contraction. So those are a couple reasons why we're talking about STIs today. Yeah, if either of you want to add anything before we get into some topics, go for it.
Yeah, I feel like I really just want to stress because it was kind of like just thrown in there with everything else you were saying, but the most common STI symptom is no symptoms. And that's something that like really goes a long way in like the rise of STI cases. And you should, especially if you're like having casual sex with many different partners, get tested often. Because it's healthy. It's like going to the doctor.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Completely second that. So another thing that I wanted to mention as we're starting off here is that STIs have the ability to harm or like affect any sexually active person. But also like all things in life, some communities are hit harder than others due to social and environmental factors. So I just wanted to highlight that STIs disproportionately affect BIPOC people in the U.S., specifically Black, Hispanic, and Indigenous communities. This is not due to biological factors, which is such a harmful myth that I've seen float around, but it's due to lack of access to healthcare due to financial reasons, physical proximity to healthcare services, and so much more. So yeah, those statistics are due to systemic racial disparities in our healthcare system and absolutely not biological factors. So wanted to highlight that. But some other more like scientific medically things, we don't really want to like harp on that just because it's not as engaging, even though it's like very important, but it's not as engaging. And like, hopefully you received some of that information in health classes, I hope. But, a couple things, generally people with uteruses, experience more serious complications and long-term damage as a consequence of STIs. As opposed to people without uteruses, so just putting that out there. Who wants to name the five fluids that can spread STIs? Oh, anyone?
God. I can do it.
Go, Erna, go!
Oh, this is so nervous. I should know this. We did this on teen council. But it's vaginal fluids, anal mucus, pre-cum, semen, and blood. And then breast smoke spreads like HIV, but not the other ones. And so it's just important to kind of keep in mind these fluids, because in any time wherein you may be coming in like contact with these fluids, there may be like some risk of like transmission. And then there's also like the kind of parts of your bodies where it transmits from. And okay, Viv and Sophia, correct me if I'm wrong, because I feel like I'm gonna mess up somewhere, but I believe it's genital to genital, genital to anus, mouth to genital, mouth to anus.
That was really fast, so I'm not sure if I caught all that, but it sounded right to me.
Yeah. Basically, it's any place that is used in, like, regular sexual contact that contains a mucous membrane. So, like, even though technically you could get an STI through your nose or your eyes, you're not really, like, using those parts of your body while you're having sex. However, you are using, like, your mouth, your vagina, or like anus, like these things are places that contain mucous membranes that can come into contact with those fluids we mentioned earlier while you are having sex.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, that's kind of all of the like biological, scientific-y, medical-y things that I had to mention.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk a little bit about more of like the social aspect of STIs, which is like what STI prevention looks like, how STI stigma like is perpetuated in our day-to-day lives. So yeah, does anyone want to touch on any of those?
I mean, maybe kicking it off with like the language that we use to talk about STIs, because I feel like a lot of people talk about like them being clean as a way to describe not having an STI, which is super harmful, because having an STI does not make you dirty.
Mm-hmm.
That's like something I really want
to say. And I think that like I think there was a statistic, again, I'm just trying to remember this from memory, so I definitely may be wrong, and please fact check me, so if you're a viv. But I think there was a statistic like 1 in 5 people has had like an STI in their lifetime, so it's mm-hmm. much more common than we think. And it is just like any other, like, you know, condition that you might contract. And it's not, like Vivian said, it's not something that's supposed to be considered dirty. And I feel like a lot of the times, a lot of the stigma surrounding STIs, I feel like, is derived from the stigma just surrounding sex. You know, like if you were, you know, talking to a friend and you were like, oh, I have to like go and get my blood drawn. Oh, I have to like go and get my sinuses checked out. I don't know, I'm just saying random medical stuff. You know, that's like so much more common than being like, oh, I'm going and getting tested for STIs. And that just shows like how much stigma we have.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't, because like we all need to keep healthy. And the fact is that like, yeah, you know, a lot of us are having sex, and it's just important to keep healthy and keep in check with our bodies. And STIs, I feel like, have been made out to be like this big, scary thing. And while you should be aware of them and you should be getting tested regularly, just know that they are like preventable and curable and manageable.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like it's just so weird the way that we talk about STIs, because it really should just be kind of lumped in with like colds and other illnesses, like how Viv has mono, like simply go to the doctor, get medication. Like it's not weird to talk about it, like it's fine, and everyone experiences those type of things. Like we're all human, like no one's immune to all diseases. So yeah, definitely agreed with everything that you both said.
Yes Just Google that statistic you dropped, Arna. It is over 1 in 2 people in the U.S. that will have an STI in their lifetime.
Oh,
so okay. Super, super common. Super, super common. One thing that we are, like, demonstrating already that helps reduce stigma around STIs is calling them STIs and not STDs, because there's that negative connotation around the word disease rather than infection, which is more medically accurate anyway. You're getting a sexually transmitted infection. One thing I do want to talk about real quick is the difference between curable and treatable STIs, because while STIs are usually treatable, like stuff like gonorrhea and chlamydia, you can completely cure. But treatable STIs are ones that you will have your entire life. So they usually start with H. So for example, HIV, HPV, herpes, these are all examples of STIs that you might want to be more careful about contracting, just because they will affect you for the rest of your life. But they are treatable. Like, you can manage their symptoms, and usually it'll be okay in the long run.
Yeah, and that's, like, absolutely not to scare anyone. Like, it is just a reality, and, like, it's important to be educated on how to prevent STIs and to just open the dialogue about, like, around STIs, because if we don't talk about it, just like any other subject, like how are people gonna know how to protect themselves and their loved ones and just like take care of their health and well-being?
So
go ahead.
And this is like, I'm posing an open question to either of you, but how can we prevent STIs? Because I feel like that's not really something we've talked about yet.
Bring that up. So we, you know, in teen counsel, we talk a lot about barrier methods, which is basically like putting a barrier between the points of contact that we mentioned before, like, you know, mouth to anus, mouth to genital, genital to genital. So barrier methods are everything from like condoms, both internal and external, and dental dams. And so, you know, one of the most, like, the main condoms that we kind of talk about or see in like media or like, is like external condoms, but there are also like internal condoms that someone with a vagina can use. And there's also dental dams, which are kind of just like, I guess, like a sheet of protective latex type fabric, no, material that you kind of use, and you can place it upon the vagina, the anus, when performing oral sex or just like other points of contact. And these barrier methods are just super helpful because they like stop like the transmission of those fluids that we mentioned before that transmit STIs. So just keeping those in mind, how like very important barrier methods are.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks for touching on that, because I also wanted to highlight that hormonal birth control does not protect or like defend against STIs.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know that. Like, I feel like that's pretty common knowledge, but I've also definitely met people who were not aware. And that just kind of ties back to what I was saying at the beginning of how people are really focused on the risk of pregnancy, but not so much on the risk of STIs. And I feel like the questions that like we encounter are always like, oh, like, are you on the pill or things like that? But it's never like a conversation that's like explicitly about like health status, testing status, barrier methods used, things like that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Real quick. If you have a minute and you're listening to this, pause it or wait till the episode is done. And then Google unisex condom, because it's this new thing that I saw like a video of the other day where you can like reverse it so that it can be used as an external condom, like used on a penis, or an internal condom that would be used inside of a vagina or an anus. And then it's also usually has like a higher rate of STI and pregnancy prevention because it sticks to, I think it sticks to you, like it, like a Band-Aid or a sticker, which is crazy. It was really cool. I'll try and find a link to the video.
That is wild.
Yeah.
That is the first time that I've been hearing about this. I can read this little, like, blurb that I just found because I looked it up because that shocked me to my core. But, so it says, it's a condom with an adhesive covering that attaches to the vagina or penis as well as covering the adjacent area for extra protection. Because the adhesive is only applied to one side of the condom, it can be reversed and used by either sex. Don't love the language at the end there, but very, very interesting.
It's so sick.
Yeah, it says that it's going to be available in December. That is so
interesting. Yeah. That is definitely very
I saw a video of it the other day, I think on Instagram, that kind of blew my mind. I was like, oh, I should talk about
that. That is definitely interesting.
That's wild. But anyways, wow. Another thing I wanted to mention, this was something that we used in our lessons at Teen Council, but shame and stigma were always some of the things that we said caused STIs to continue spreading, which I thought was like a really interesting way to put it, because it is so true, like not talking about things and perpetuating that weird like energy and kind of like shame around STIs is so harmful, and that is absolutely one of the things that perpetuates the spread. But yeah, I just think that comprehensive and inclusive sex ed is absolutely like one step towards STI prevention, and also identifying identity-based disparities, like addressing different risks based on like the people who you're having sex with. Like, I think that's really important. Because yeah, a lot of the education that I got around STIs was very like heteronormative, or just like about vagina to penis or like vulva to penis STI like spread, which I think is weird and super exclusive and not good.
I think also something to mention is like, if you're a person with a penis, I've like, I don't know, as someone that's had sex with people with penises before, something that you can do to help reduce stigma and even rate of STIs is to not complain about having sex with a condom on, like, ever. Like, that's just, like, a dick move. Don't do it.
Yes.
It's weird, and it makes people feel guilty about having safe sex, which is not cool.
Yeah, and I just want to, like, kind of reiterate Vivian's point. Like, I feel like a lot of times, not only, like, penetrative sex, but even, like, oral sex, I feel like sometimes we don't remember that we still need to be using barrier methods, because those are still points of contact that can transmit STIs. So, like, especially in, like, hookup culture, or, like, if you're, like, you know, having casual sex with various partners, like, laying those boundaries, you know, laying those boundaries, like, you have to have a condom on, like, even if I'm, like, performing oral sex, or if we're doing penetrative, or whatever, is super important. Like, even, like, oral sex in the vagina can transmit STIs, and so using a dental dam can be super important. And of course, I understand that this might translate differently into different relationships. So suppose if you're a monogamous relationship, or you have, like, only a couple of sexual partners, and you have all tested, and you know for a fact that there's, like, a lesser chance of transmission, or, like, no chance, then of course you can make those decisions for yourself. But for the most part, if you're, like, participating in hookup culture, or, like, having multiple sexual partners, using those barrier methods for every, like, single, like, point of contact with, like, genitals and, like, you know, those, like, mucous membranes that Vivian mentioned is super, super important. I feel like we emphasize the use of condoms for penetrative sex, but again, because of pregnancy prevention. But when it comes to STI prevention, I think we need to remember that it needs to be used for, like, oral sex and all of that stuff as well.
For sure. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I feel like the use of barrier methods is just something that's, like, I don't know, so not talked about with STI prevention, just because, like, there's birth control options. But yeah, if you are, like, having casual sex with multiple people, the best thing that you can do for yourself and for all of your other partners is to use barrier methods. Even if you are just sucking dick, use a condom.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I think another common misconception is that barrier methods are, like, a roadblock to pleasure, which is so false, because they're literally designed to make it seem and feel like there is nothing there. And there are, like, flavored condoms and dental dams. There are glow in the dark condoms.
Like, ripped
doesn't
need,
so,
like,
to be
there's,
or, like, barely there, like, thin skin or whatever.
They do so much weird shit with condoms. Like,
there's tattooed ones, guys.
There's tattooed ones. There's ones with bumps. There's ones with ridges. Like, you can find a condom that you like better than not wearing a condom, even, probably.
Yeah, it's just, like, not an excuse, especially if you're like, oh, it feels better, like, like, with peace and love, like, shut up, like, that is not an excuse.
No.
Not even with peace and love, without peace or love, shut the fuck up.
I feel like we have a perfect analogy these days, like, with COVID, like, you know, wearing masks. If you are a voluntary participant having multiple sexual partners or participating in hookup culture, you have the duty to, like, get tested regularly and use barrier methods to all of your partners so that you're not transmitting illnesses. And we've seen that with, like, masks and COVID. Like, like, you have a duty to others. You have a responsibility to your other partners. So it's like, it's not a good enough reason because you're like, oh, I don't like it. No, like, no offense. No one cares if you don't like it or not, even. Because it's, like, it's a safety matter, and you're putting others at risk. So, like, kind of, like, suck it up. It's not that big of a deal. It's still pleasurable.
What a beautiful metaphor that was.
That was really nice.
Can we do a time check real quick? See where
we're
at. Time check? We are at 24 minutes.
Beautiful. Does anyone want to add anything?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. I just wanted to talk real quick about HIV risk. And talking about PrEP and PEP, because if you are at a higher risk for HIV, there are options available to you. So PrEP is a preventative pill. You can think about it like birth control that you take, I believe, daily. And it reduces your risk of HIV, like, drastically. Like, I think by, like, 80%. It's crazy. It's really cool. Yeah, that's PrEP. It stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, I believe. And then PEP stands for post-exposure prophylaxis, and it is for within, I think, 72 hours of possible exposure to HIV. You can go in, it's like the morning after pill, basically, for HIV. And you can go in, I think, to Planned Parenthood, or to, like, an emergency room and request PEP, and they'll give it to you, and it reduces your risk of getting HIV after you've been possibly exposed. Which is so sick, and not enough people know about it or talk about it. So if you are at risk for HIV, like, please, please, please look into those options, because they are super cool and super available to you.
Absolutely, yes. And there are also so many nonprofits and, like, different services for people who can't afford it or, like, don't have insurance. Mm-hmm. Like, there are like, recently, especially the past couple of years, there have been huge strides in accessibility for people getting PrEP and PEP. So definitely look into it. Reach out to us on our Instagram if you have more questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
What if you want to ask?
If you have any questions, like, and want to deep dive into any of the topics that we ever discuss on the podcast, like, shoot us a DM either on one of our personal accounts or on the podcast account, and, like, I will respond to you. We love talking about this. Like, that's why we have this podcast.
Definitely.
So,
and I kind of wanted to, like, put that out there too, because we talked a lot about, like, STI prevention, but I also know that a lot of people often have questions about birth control. In our description for this episode, you put a link to, like, Planned Parenthood's page where they talk about, like, all the 18 methods of birth control, like, pros and cons and side effects. And I mean, we can definitely do an episode on birth control if you want. I feel like that would be very much more, like, medical and technical. Sure. If you all want it, though, let us know. We will do it.
Yeah, maybe we do, also, like, an Instagram poll or something.
That's what I was gonna say, yeah. And then also, like, post stuff on Instagram. So we'll post resources on our Instagram and stuff. And so, once again, to, like, plug our Instagram, it's dirtytalk.pod.
Yeah.
So you can just... we'll post resources there. But just real quick, something about birth control. It's in the same vein as STIs. I think everyone should be talking about it, not just people with uteruses, but really just everyone. So, like, starting those conversations is super important, so that we're all aware. And yeah, there's nothing, like, birth control is actually super accessible, especially in Oregon, which is where we all live.
Yep.
And you can get, like, birth control for free if you're not making a full wage, which is, like, pretty much all high schoolers. And it's, like, super accessible. You can just walk into a Planned Parenthood clinic and, like, get your birth control. And again, we'll post these resources on our Instagram. We'll post the link to the Planned Parenthood explanations of birth control methods in this episode's description. And if you ever have any questions, ask us. If you want us to do, like, an episode on birth control, we can definitely.
Yeah, and I think we should, I mean, maybe, I don't know how much audience we have for this yet, but we'd love to do a Q&A episode at some point. But please, like, DM us your questions. If we don't answer them, like, through DM, we'll probably answer them on the podcast. But yeah. Is that everything?
I think so. I think that was good.
Cool. Yeah, I think so too. Cool. Should we get into media and our question of the day?
Yes, let's do it.
Who wants to start?
I can go.
Yay.
Go. Okay, so my media, I have, like, been needing a lot of, like, comedy sitcom in my life where I am right now. So I've been rewatching Blackish, which I think is great because it's, like, comedic, it's comforting, but it's also such good social commentary on a variety of issues. It's on Hulu, if you haven't already watched it, great show. So I've been watching that. I watched Eternals, the Marvel Eternals movie. I have so much to say about that. I can do a whole podcast episode on it because people have been review bombing Eternals, and review bombing is, like, even before the movie comes out, you just write bad reviews about it so that no one knows it. And they did that because of LGBTQ representation, meaning that there was LGBTQ representation. And so, like, anti-LGBTQ people were like, no, this is a terrible movie. They were like, why do you want to make a character gay just for the sake of it? And I'm so mad about that. Because Marvel still needs to go a long way with representation, but they did really good on this movie.
there was like the first gay kiss, first gay couple, first deaf superhero. Honestly, like lots of like Latinx, Black representation. First South Asian superhero.
That's
I think
so
it could have gone about better showcasing Indian culture. I think it was a little bit iffy, but still so proud to see someone Indian on screen in a Marvel movie.
Nice.
So big step forward. And no one's freaking talking about it. Like, let's talk about Eternals and the representation it's bringing. But, like, yeah, there were character flaws. There were, like, plot flaws. Every movie has it. But representation-wise, Marvel really stepped up. So that's my media. And then I think we're doing comfort food, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, my comfort food is drunken noodles, Thai food.
Yum.
I always want it. It always makes me happy. Never disappoints. I also really like Pad Siu, but I think drunken noodles is more my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Vivian, do you want to go next?
Oh, sure. Let's see. I think my big piece of media that I've been loving recently is I made a playlist called Sexy Bitches Hate Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm a sexy bitch that hates Christmas. For multiple reasons. I feel like Christmas is such a mid-holiday. and I hate it so much. It's lame. And I dislike it. So...
It sounded like you're not liking Christmas, Vivian. Is that...
Yeah! Sophia's calling me a Grinch in our group chat.
You were not supposed to read that out loud. I talked about the group chat.
Well... Well,
with the green hair.
I'm calling you that. I do have green hair. Hair color reveal. no, I have green hair. But yeah, I don't like Christmas. And I made a playlist that's a bunch of songs about hating Christmas. And
I didn't know there were that many songs about that.
Well, there are at least 25.
Okay.
One for every day of December. I made it like an advent calendar.
There's definitely 31 days in December, babes.
No, every day until Christmas is what I meant. ignore that. One for every day until Christmas in December. But yes. sorry, Sophia. But yeah, that's my big thing. Let's see. My friends and I watch a movie every single night. Almost right now, which is really nice, but it means I'm like overwhelmed with movie options to recommend. I recently rewatched Gone Girl. Love Gone Girl. She did nothing wrong. Amy Dunn did nothing wrong, and I'll say it for the podcast.
Lots of bold opinions by
it sure is. What else? Another good for her movie that I love is Ex Machina. Love that one. Yeah, I think these are my recommendations. And then my ultimate comfort food is probably miso soup. I love miso soup. I love miso soup. I love to make my own miso soup so I can put extra tofu in it. Because I love tofu.
Tofu is so great.
Tofu is delicious.
We need to be appreciating tofu.
Tofu is so underrated. And like, I'm vegetarian. Even as a non-vegetarian, I loved tofu. Tofu is so good. Go get yourself some tofu if you haven't recently. I'm going to get soft tofu soup tonight, and it's going to be so good. But yeah, go ahead, Sophia. Take it away.
Okay, well, I'm excited for you about the tofu soup.
Thank you.
There's a lot to unpack for Christmas, but we can talk about that another time. anyway, my media. So, French... Dispatch. Can we talk about it?
I want to see it so bad. I want to see French Dispatch and Last Night in Soho, and I haven't yet.
Yes, you need to. So I've watched it twice in theaters. Phenomenal both times. I'm watching it on Friday again. I cannot get enough. Wes Anderson is my everything. I'm a Wes Anderson slut, hands down. So good. Like, such a masterpiece. One of his best works. Just wow. Like, the casting, chef's kiss.
Okay, I lived for Saoirse Ronan in her little 2 minute screen time.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I loved her. I think she added so much, even though she contributed very little. But, absolutely. Anyways, in terms of music, Humbug Mountain Song by the Fruit Bats. So fucking good. Lyrical genius, the Fruit Bats are. I've also been on a Joni Mitchell kit.
Specifically, I love Joni Mitchell.
Oh, absolutely. Specifically, Big Yellow Taxi, A Case of You, and All I Want. Mm-hmm. They're classics, but they hit so hard every
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Guess what the first song on my I Hate Christmas playlist is?
What?
River by Joni Mitchell.
Okay, beautiful, completely irrelevant. Moving on. just kidding. I'm just, like, so against your whole philosophy here, but...
we're getting political.
Well, that's an L. That's an L on your part.
Is it a Hallmark holiday? Yeah. Is it beautiful and are the vibes lovely? Yes.
I'm actually right in the middle. I really don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with it. I don't hate it.
Hanukkah better.
Okay, yeah, I feel that.
Hanukkah better.
I like presents.
I agree. Like, I hate to say it, but, like, I am materialistic and I love...
gift-giving is my love language. Gifts, aww. Please.
I hate receiving gifts. I think it's so awkward.
Well, a lot of controversial opinions from the...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a controversial queen.
You can give all of your gifts to me, Vivian. Any gifts directed towards Vivian can come to me from now on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just forward them to Arna's address.
I think receiving gifts is awkward. I think giving gifts is awkward. Anyways.
Rich. Let's let Sophia finish.
It's Sophia's turn.
Anyways, I also just finished season 3 of You. Very intense, but very, very good. Mm-hmm. When I finished that and, like, I had to recover a little bit mentally and, like, ground myself, I watched a lot of Seinfeld, which definitely brought me back to reality. But,
Seinfeld is reality.
It's like, so boring. It's the show of nothing, but I love it. Like, it is very comforting. Anyways, in terms of comfort food, absolutely burritos. And, ooh. I mean, I have, like, very specific places. I think top two... burrito places in Portland. Mm-hmm. This also might be controversial.
Go
Maybe
on.
I'm also getting controversial, but veggie burrito from Taco Peddler with a side of guac.
I also love Taco Peddler burritos.
So good.
They
so
have really
underrated.
Good sauce.
Wait, what's the
there?
Second place? I want your second place for mm-hmm. the place I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm nervous. King Burrito?
Mm.
No. Portland. But I actually haven't heard of both of those places. I'm a Beaverton bitch. Mm-hmm. These two are Portland bitches.
That yeah. is so
I'm
amazing.
Beaverton. But cha cha cha, guys.
Cha cha cha. Cha cha cha's okay.
Kind of mainstream, Arna.
Yeah, it's kind of mainstream. The real Portland take, the real Portland hot burrito cue is La Bonita or La Serenita.
I will try these all out. I'm writing these down right now. I will try them out. I will be a true Portlander.
La Bonita or La Serenita, Sophia.
Girl, you're from Beaverton, don't even. Anyways, moving on.
I'm going to New York City, okay?
Okay. Are we done?
No, you must weigh in before we leave. Sophia, La Bonita or La Serenita?
La Bonita.
Yes, correct answer. The correct answer is La Bonita. I don't care if it's more expensive, they give you more burrito, and they're delicious. And I've been going there since I was a wee baby.
And the ambiance is lovely.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, lost.
They play the most banger tunes in there.
Maybe we'll record our next episode in La Bonita.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, can we actually speak there? Let's do it.
I'm down. Some ASMR of burrito eating.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like that is what this podcast is lacking. ASMR.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
We had some Vivian coughs in there, but...
Oh, yeah, some mono coughs.
Well, I hope that gets figured out for you.
Yeah, I will be going to the health center post-haste.
Give us an update. Post on the podcast Instagram.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm sure all the listeners are dying to
Well, this you. Episode doesn't drop till the...
All of our 43 listeners. What is
it? I might be mono-free by the end, by the time this episode is out.
Okay,
that's fine. So yeah, that was the episode. Hope you all enjoyed it. If you have any questions, DM us either on our podcast account or on our personal accounts.
Yes.
But yeah, we love you very much. We hope that you're having a good week, a good month. Enjoy the crunchy leaves. Enjoy the rainy weather. Yep. Drink some soup. eat some burritos,
use protection.
Use protection.
Stay safe and stay dirty.
Yeah, peace and love.
Bye. Bye.